This is a Pinball News production.
I'm John, this is Jeff. We are collectors from Pittsburgh. And thank you. We have a video for you that we'd like to show you and about some of the hidden treasures that we've found in pinball machines. And believe me, there's a ton of material out here, so we're gonna just barely scratch the surface. But following the video, and this is an expo first, never before has the Easter Bunny come to Pinball Expo. So stick around, the Easter Bunny. And what does Easter Bunny bring? No, valuable prizes. We have some valuable prizes to give out, so stick around. Okay, I have the good fortune of having a friend in Jeff that looks at things a little bit differently in life. And through that, he's really enriched my life. Whatever he looks at, whether it's pinball or other things, he finds hidden treasures. So I hope you'll find some hidden treasures in what we put together. He's really a creative force behind our session today. I have a few questions for you. And we have just two little small giveaways up front. But by show of hands, first of all, how many of you were aware of some of these hidden treasures in pinball machines? Easter eggs? Just about everybody, okay? How many of you have actually sat down and hit flipper buttons and tried to activate some of these hidden treasures? Okay, good, at least half. Okay, that's good. Well, hopefully you'll find some things that maybe you haven't seen before. Does anyone know, show of hands, what the first machine was to have a mooing cow in it? Okay, gentleman in the burgundy shirt there. Fire, a mooing cow?
As an Easter egg.
As an Easter egg? Anybody else? Yeah. Bride of Pinbot, all right. We have a Bride of Pinbot plastic for you. All right, who else? Okay, secondly, does anybody know where the first reference to an Easter egg in a media was thought to have begun? Anybody have an idea, gentlemen?
The adventure?
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. It was in a movie. And we're talking about not only software, but any media. There was a reference to an Easter egg in the media, and that's how the term Easter egg became known. Yes? No? Actually, it was in the movie, The Rocky Horror Picture Show. And what happened was the cast was having an Easter egg hunt. And if you look in the movie, under Frankenfurter's throne, there's an Easter egg. So the concept, I guess, of calling a hidden object in the media actually came from The Rocky Horror Picture Show, as far as we know. So with that, anyway, let's get on with the video, and I hope you enjoy the video, and we'll have, as I said, the Easter Bunny will visit us after the video. Thank you. Hi, this is Rob Quirk. Yeah, I know I look like that other guy, but it's not him. I hope you're having a great time here at the Expo. I have with me a friend, Mike Paycheck. Hey, Mike. Do you have any suggestions for improving the expo this year?
Hi, this is Mike Paycheck. I know I look like the other guy too, but I'm not him. Anyhow, what do you think about holding expo in Pittsburgh next year? I'm thinking free entrance, free parking. It's a lot closer than Chicago too.
Free entry? Are you crazy? How are we going to fund our vacation? Oh, is this microphone on? Oh. Hey, let's get on to the next presentation. We have a really great seminar on Easter eggs, and it's presented by two great guys from Pittsburgh. What are names again, Mike?
I thought you were in charge of booking the seminars and remembering names. I can't really remember their names. How about we just call them J1 and J2?
Mike, you're supposed to remember all these things. Oh, well. Let's get on with the show. And here are J1 and J2.
Hey, John, I wanted to show you my machine I just got.
That's nice.
Let's see what we got. Uh-oh, what's it? What is this?
They're Easter eggs.
Easter eggs in a pinball machine? Uh-oh. A Doho?
Yeah, a Doho.
Oh, and this is utterly ridiculous. What the heck is this?
A cow. These are all part of the hidden treasures that programmers started putting in pinball machines in the early 1990s. And from the best we know, the Bride of Pinbot, the machine, was one of the first to have some of these hidden objects.
What does this have to do with pinball, though?
Well, let's explore that.
Hi, this is Mike Paycheck again, and I still don't understand what cows and Easter eggs have to do with pinball. But you're all in luck here today because we have an expert. Without further ado, let's bring him out. Come on out, Rob.
So why are there Easter eggs in pinball machines? Well, software programmers are creative, fun-loving people. And in trying to make their job more fun, they put a few extra features that you wouldn't normally expect to see in pinball machines. Some of them began as a joke, for instance, the cow. And some of them were reminders of birthdays or special dates for family, friends, or other designers. Since the Bride of Pinbot, the machine, was the first pinball machine known to have some of these hidden objects in them, one of the early programmable electronic pinball machines, let's take a look at what Brian Eddy put in that machine.
This is a fine example of the Bride of Pinbot from J1's collection. The Bride of Pinbot was manufactured and released by Williams Electronics in February of 1991. It was designed by Python Angelo and John Trudeau. The artwork was done by John Yosi, and of course, Brian Eddy was the software programmer on the project. The Bride of Pinbot is the first machine to contain Easter eggs, courtesy of Brian. The Bride of Pinbot contains many special happy birthday messages. These messages appear on the dot matrix screen when the machine is powered up on the particular date.
So what's up with the cow? Well, cow is just a special type of Easter egg. It was started by Brian Eddy, who collected cow-related objects and thought it would be fun to put something cow-related into one of his first pinball machines, the Bride of Pinbot. So let's go take a look at some of the things that we found in the Bride of Pinbot.
To activate the cow Easter egg in the Bride of Pinbot, you hold down the flipper buttons for 45 seconds, first the right, then the left, and then both for 45 seconds. Then you begin tapping out the song, Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
E-I-E-I-I.
There's a cow.
We would like to send a special thanks out to Brian Eddy for starting this wacky Easter egg concept and making pinball just a little bit more fun for all of us.
Hey, nice model. Shaggy's going to be jealous.
The next machine we want to take a look at is the Addams Family. The Addams Family was released by Bally in March of 1992 and had the highest production numbers of any machine ever made. The concept for the Addams Family was developed by Pat Lawler. The machine was designed by Pat Lawler and Larry DeMar. Artwork by John Yosi. Graphics were done by Scott Slomini. And programming by Mike Boone. The Addams Family contains another type of special Easter egg. And here's Rob to explain all about Dohos.
Another type of Easter egg is the initials D-O-H-O, or the Doho. It was originally thought to mean documented occurrences of hidden objects, but more recently, in an article in the Pin Game Journal, it was revealed that this is actually a reference to dot matrix programmer Scott Slomini's wife, Dorothy Ho.
If you look closely at the graphics that are about to come up, you will see a Doho in the chainsaw held by the cow. The picture of the cow is activated by typing a sequence of numbers in using the right and left flipper buttons. A hidden message containing the names of the design team is also activated by hitting a sequence of numbers using the flipper buttons. The tradition of putting Easter eggs in pinball machines carried over to Capcom. In the Big Bang Bar, there is a secret message from Thought Matrix programmer Kevin Loza, activated by typing a secret code in using the flipper buttons.
The Attack from Mars has a really interesting set of Easter eggs hidden in it. Let's take a look at a few of these.
Sometimes, when you hit the Big O beam in the Attack from Mars, a cow appears and a female voice says, "Look at the size of that cow." Also on the Attack from Mars, sometimes when you hit the tractor beam, a cow is beamed up. And if you look very closely on the left-hand side of the display, you will see a Doho displayed very briefly. When the cows appear in both the tractor beam and Big O beam, if you hit the launch button repeatedly, you'll hear mooing sounds. If you get both of these and hit the launch button, the next video mode will be cow attack mode, and the flying saucers will be replaced by mooing cows. During Martian multiball, if you shoot the same Martian 5 times in a row, a Martian will appear with the skull from No Fear on its head, saying, "Again." There are also a lot of interesting things often included in the artwork on pinball machines. Here are a few examples from the Attack from Mars.
And here yet another example with a cow on one of the ramps. And the woman in the back glass is the secretary who worked in the reception at the Williams factory.
On the Flintstones, one of the machines designed by John Trudeau, there are 3 Dohos. The first Doho can be seen in the animation when you spell concrete. The second Doho can be seen in the water buffalo mode animation. Also on the Flintstones, you can see a Doho in the match animation on the right-hand side of the dot matrix display just before the match numbers come up.
Thank you for playing the Flintstones!
There are also Easter eggs in some of the Stern machines. Another secret message can be found in The Lord of the Rings. It's activated by hitting a sequence of numbers using the flipper buttons.
Well, that's a dumb secret message. In Terminator 3, I see another secret message coming.
Stern really needs to become more creative in their secret messages.
On the Tales of the Arabian Nights, cows can be activated. You do this
by when you get the Bizarre Awards, you hit both flippers. You do it three times. On the fourth time, you get the cow worth $1 million. Now, take this piece of junk.
In The Getaway, designed by Steve Ritchie, there is a secret mode and a secret message. The secret message is activated by typing in a secret code with one ball in the shooter lane. Secret Mania mode is activated when you see three police cars parked in front of the Donut Heaven in the dot animation. When you see the three police cars, press the shift lever down twice, and all targets will be worth 500 million points for 20 seconds.
500,000.
The Roadshow has a variety of different hidden features.
Let's wreck some roads!
Construction Mania is activated when you visit Bob's Souvenir Bunker and the display shows the bunker with the sign Uranium Ore, $3 a chunk. Quickly hit both flipper buttons twice. All targets are then worth $3 million for 20 seconds. On the Roadshow, there is a secret message that is activated by typing in a code using the flipper buttons.
We got to find out what that means.
One of the souvenirs in Roadshow is a pair of glasses with a rubber nose. It's rumored that the nose is modeled after Roger Sharp's.
You be the judge.
It's a rubber nose.
Hey, that's neat!
The Monster Bash has a very unique feature called Lyman's Lament. Lyman's Lament is activated by typing in a secret code using the flipper button.
If you activate Lyman's Lament, you will hear Lyman say, "Totally!" And then he will say a number of different phrases at random as you play. Lyman's Lament can be activated for each ball.
Oh, dude, don't drain! Big drain coming here. Oh, dude, don't drain. Oh, jeez, that's big trouble. Oh, my God, that is the ugliest drain I have ever seen. Oh, my God, the horror of it all. Oh, that sucks.
Also, there is a doho in the graveyard when Igor collects body parts for Frankenstein. There is one letter on each gravestone. In the Mosh Pit multi-ball animation, you can see a cow on the left-hand side of the screen.
Three celebrities can be seen on the back glass of the Monster Bash. First one here is Elvis. These may be a little bit harder to see, but on the right side of the back glass, you can see Elvira and Wonder Woman.
Now, all of you that stayed around, John's going to be passing out some Easter eggs. And inside some of these Easter eggs, there's actually some valuable prizes. So when you get your... There's something in everyone, but there's tickets, green tickets, in some of them. If you have a green ticket, we'll ask you to come up and receive your prize. So before we get to the question piece of our seminar here, I wanted to get a raise of hands. Did you guys think this was interesting? Have you seen it? Raise your hand if you think it was interesting. We're thinking about, you know, Rob's already asked us to do a session next year. Of course, next year we won't go through the whole introduction of what Easter eggs are and things like that. But some things that John and I would like to do next year is interview like Brian Eddy and some of the other programmers and designers and, you know, maybe hear some stories about, you know, why they put Easter eggs in and, you know, how they came about. So that's one thing we'd like to do. We'd like to thank I'm going to butcher his name because he's from Sweden. Torbjörn Mullander. That's the gentleman that we got all of these Easter eggs from. And there's probably literally about 50 different machines that they have out there that you can look up the Easter eggs for. I have the web address. You can see John or I, but the best thing to do is just go to Google and type in pinball Easter eggs, and you'll find his website. First of all, I'd like to give a special thanks to my buddy John here. If you're blessed to have a friend like John in your life, he's one in a million. I want to thank him. I want to give a special thanks to Rob and Bridget Burke and Mike Pasek for the a lot of the prizes that are over here. We'd like to thank our two friends from Pittsburgh for some of the prizes, John Harris and Ron Schuster. And I guess John and I would also like to thank everyone in here for having a sense of humor and putting up with the video today. So as you open up your eggs, if you have a green ticket, please come up and see us.
I wanted to make two corrections of errors in the video. Scott Solomione's wife's name is Doris Ho, not Dorothy Ho. That was one error. And I think the other one was in Getaway, the special mode was worth 500,000 points, not 500 million. So I have to clean that up and edit our video a little better next year.
We're going to try, like I said, we're going to try to do it next year. Hopefully we'll have more pictures and interviews in the next video when we do it. Please bring up your ticket. Anybody else have a ticket? I see they're still making their way. Everybody hasn't got an egg yet, so I think we're done, Rob. Thank you.